I'd like to begin with a bit of an introduction to meditation. Different forms of meditation, of contemplation, of focus and attention, of breathing. So this meditation today is a combination of several different types of formal and informal meditation. And right now, meditation is kind of boiled down in my mind for me as a balance between opening and returning. And there's a sense of opening into the meditation, similar to the sense of a flower, with the sun shining and the flower opening during the day, and there's a continual opening of the flower. In meditation, the process of meditation, moving it along in this aspect that I'm speaking of today, is similar in continually opening. And then realizing at some moments that you're not opening, and then going back and just continuing with the opening. So if you take your fist, take your hand and make it into a fist and make it real tight, you can feel that tension in your hand. And then feel that tension going up your arm, up your shoulder, into your chest, into your side, and then gradually open your hand up just slowly and let it open slowly and feel the opening that's occurring in your hand, in your arm, in your shoulder, in your side. That opening spreads through the whole body. Let's do that once more. Just make a tight fist, feel the tension, squeeze it real tight, feel that tension in your hand, in your forearm, in your arm, in your shoulder, and relax slowly and feel that opening. And that sense of opening in the body is also a sense of opening in the mind. And the meditation process of opening, becoming aware of not being open, and then returning to the opening. And meditation can also be thought of as a balance between two tensions. It could be the tension of opening on one side and returning on the other, or the balance of two tensions of an intention and attention. The intention of focusing our attention on being open and the attention that we're focusing to see where we are, what actually is the state that we're in, are we opened or not? So we place attention on what's happening and then we use the intention of going back to the opening. While we're doing this, there are disturbances or hindrances that come into play. It could be thoughts from earlier today, or thoughts of what you're going to be doing tomorrow, body sensations, thinking that this whole process is silly or boring, or what's he talking about, or tomorrow I need to do this, and yesterday I had to do that, and it's still a worrisome thought. So all these things that come up that draw us away from the opening are the hindrances to the meditation. And you might picture a silver tray next to you, and you can place the thought of that hindrance, the sensation that's there, whatever it is, just put it on the silver tray. Give it a name, put it on the tray, it'll sit there. You can return at any time and pick it up on your way out, or you can just leave it there. You just go back to the opening. It's kind of like training a puppy. Call the puppy over, you train the puppy to sit, the puppy runs away. You call the puppy back, you train it to sit, the puppy runs away. You just bring it back. You don't reprimand the puppy, you just go over and over and over again. So you just come back to the opening. So at any time during the meditation this afternoon, and you realize that you're not in the opening process, just come back and start opening again. It's that easy. It's your meditation. You're here to enjoy this. You're here to experience the moments that you're in. So let's start with the foundation for meditation. The sitting process is part of the ability to focus attention. We want to be able to sit erect, not stiff, but so that we have some awareness of sitting straight and tall, and the energy can flow up and down in the body. We're not kinked over and we're not lying down that we might fall asleep. One time I read some process of that, and it was described as sitting as tall as you can and being as relaxed as you can at the same time. And it takes a little practice, but it really makes sense. And if you think of a broomstick, if you hold the broomstick upside down by one or two fingers and you balance the broomstick so the top of the broom is up in the air, you can just about get to a point where the broomstick is almost weightless, where gravity is helping to hold it up because it's so vertical and balanced on your finger. So So we can sit up tall, we can sit up erect but not stiff, in a sense of being regal, in a sense of having a outlook of the realm, that you're a queen or a king, and you're looking out on the realm, on your subjects, on the land, on the environment, and you're compassionate. You really care about the people, you care about the land, you care about the animals, you care about the environment, and you have this compassion for what's there, and you're sitting up tall, your chin is elevated, your shoulders are back, but you're relaxed at the same time. You have that regal composure. And you can feel the sensations. You can feel your hands resting on your thighs. You can feel your feet resting on the floor. So there's an ability to sense what's happening in the mind right now. We're beginning to go inward to see what's the thought process, what's the body process, where are we right now. And that brings us into the room that we're in. And you can have a sense of the space of the room, the four walls, the ceiling, the floor, the objects that are in the room, the chairs, the tables, the people, yourself. We're all objects within that space, within the room. And the room is filled with air, with energy. And we have air pressure, and it's coming at us from six directions. The continual pressure that we don't even feel comes from our back, comes from the front, from the right side, comes down from the top, up from the bottom, and in from the left side. That brings us to the mindfulness. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is made up basically of four parts. The first one is an awareness of the geographical location of where are we right now. South Florida, Boca Raton, the east coast of Florida, the southern half of the United States, part of North America, the northern hemisphere, the entire globe, the nine planets in our solar system, the Milky Way, the entire universe, where that one speck sitting in South Florida in Boca Raton, that's where we are. We have a physical sensation in our body right now. What are we feeling right now? The contacts that I mentioned, but what else can you feel? What other sensation is in your body right now? Just feel it for a moment. What does that feel like? The other two parts of mindfulness are similar. One is the mood of what's the mood of your feeling right now? How are you feeling about what's happening, about the mindfulness, about this whole process of meditation, about being here? How do you feel about that? What's your feeling? And once you have that mood that you're in, how do you feel about that mood? Are you okay with it? Do you like it? Do you not like it? So you have the mood you're in, and then an awareness of how you feel about that mood, which is a little bit separate. So let's continue with breathing. Just notice what your breathing's like without changing. Is it even? Is it short? Are you taking deep breaths, shallow breaths? Just take a look at that breath for a moment. And begin to even out the in-breath and the out-breath, so they're about the same length. You might count the in-breath as 1, 2, 3 as you breathe in, and 1, 2, 3 as you breathe out. You can even give it a name. The first breath, you could call it peace, shanti, shalom. So you'd have peace, 2, 3 as you breathe in, peace, 2, 3 as you breathe out. And extend the count to 4. So you're increasing both the in-breath and the out-breath by one more count. So it could be shanti, 2, 3, 4 as you breathe in. And then notice there's a gap at the top of the breath and at the bottom of the breath. A small space when you're finished breathing in, and then another small space when you finish breathing out. And give that space just one count at each end of the breath. So continue with peace, 2, 3, 4, as you breathe in. Or shanti, 2, 3, 4, as you breathe out. And then hold for a count of one at the top and one at the bottom. And then take that holding and extend the holding to four counts. So you'll have peace, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Shanti, 2, 3, 4, as you breathe out, hold, 2, 3, 4. Peace, 2, 3, 4, as you breathe in, and so on. And just continue breathing in that square pattern of four counts and four counts and four counts and four counts. Now bring to mind somebody that you really care about. Somebody that you have compassion for, you've done things for this person. You really, they're a big part of your life now or in the past. And take the image of that person, put it up as a picture in front of you, in your mind's eye. And then make that picture bigger. Put it on a TV screen. Turn up the brightness, put it on a movie screen, go to the movie theater and their face is right across that screen. Go to the IMAX theater and it's all across that, top to bottom, the vibrant color of that person that you really care for and you've done things for. And locate a sensation. Where do you feel something in your body for this person? It could be in your heart center, could be on the face, the cheekbones, your forearms, around your eyes. Locate that place where you can feel something for this person. When you think about this person, you get that glow, that warmth, that sensation. And let that sensation spread from wherever it is. Let that spread across your whole body, down your arms, down your fingertips, down to your torso, your legs, down to your toes. Let it soak in. And just take that sensation and thoughts of it and just put that on the silver tray for a moment. And bring to mind somebody, could be the same person or someone else, that has those same feelings and caring and doing things for you. Think to the times that this person has done something for you. And bring their picture to that screen. Put that on the TV screen. Move that to the movie theater and big IMAX screen and turn the volume up, hear that person, see that person, feel that person. Expand into that feeling, that sensation. And where do you feel this sensation? It might be a different place, it might be the same place. And feel that, feel the sensation, wherever you're feeling it right now. And let that extend throughout your whole body, down your arms to your fingertips, down your legs to your toes, and let it soak in. And take that feeling and place that on the silver tray. Now imagine yourself as a child, somewhere near the age of 6, 10, 13. We all had some traumas as children, and just pick some of the relatively minor traumas and send some compassion, some of that sensation, that feeling, back to yourself as that inner child. You could use some comfort, some compassion, the memories that you are holding on to, and put some compassion into those memories. Let it entwine and soak into the memory of those events that had come up. And imagine now being about 20 to 30. And again, pick a couple of the minor traumas, the irritations, the disappointments, and send some compassion back into yourself at that time, and let that soak into those thoughts and memories and sensations and feelings. Ease them up a little bit, taking the compassion for yourself, the compassion that you extended to other people, those sensations, and now placing that in juxtaposition to those memories of your own disappointments. And then go to 30 to 40 year old time period and some few specific instances that you can recall, and let that compassion flow in and ease them up a little bit. And let's jump ahead 5 years from now. You know, some of the things that keep occurring, some of those things that happened yesterday, the things that are going to happen next week, things that might come up, and send some compassion into yourself in the future. And be the compassion at this point. Just be that sense of compassion of going out and doing things for other people, doing things for yourself, doing things for your future self, caring about what's going on, sending that compassion to, it's going to be fine, you're going to be okay. Let that compassion in the universe flow into that future self and beyond the body, beyond the energy of the body, and just flow into the compassion in the universe. Being the compassion. Compassion out in space. The formation of the galaxy and the Earth. We had the Big Bang, and whatever's here now existed then. The stardust that formed the Earth, the swirling masses of gas, compassion was contained in that swirling mass of gas, condensed into the Earth, the particles of the Earth, and then grew into the plants. And the consciousness, the awareness of compassion, was not there in the earth, in the plants. It was there, but it didn't have the ability to be expressed. And some of the animals ate the plants. And some animals seemed to be able to express the compassion, the having the empathy, the feelings, the understanding of what somebody, including ourselves, are going through, and then taking an action to make it easier, to be compassionate, to be caring. And then we have the human level, man and woman, and the ability, the consciousness to comprehend the understanding of that empathy and taking action to be compassionate. So we have the stardust coming in, growing into ourselves, breathing in the stardust, breathing out compassion. Breathing in stardust, breathing out compassion. Breathing in stardust, breathing out compassion. and gradually bringing our awareness back from the space, back from the stardust, back into the room. Having a sense of the energy in the room, that air pressure coming back into us from behind, from in front, from the right side, down from the top, up from the bottom, and in from the left side, and sending that back out in the six directions, out through our back, out through our front, out the right side, out the top, the bottom, and out the left side, taking that stardust, turning it into compassion and into action in six directions. Taking our fingertips, and our thumb and fingertips, and rubbing that together, feeling sensation, taking the thoughts and turning it into sensation. Feel the fingertips, bring that into the presence, the stardust becoming action, becoming physical sensation, becoming doing. We can rub our hands together, build up some heat and some energy, some warmth, transferring thought into energy, thought energy into action, into physicalness, into the touch and the heat, and taking that warmth, placing that over our heart center, feeling that transfer of energy and compassion into action. And then as you are ready, allowing your eyes slowly open. Taking in a deep breath, letting out a sigh. Being happy to be here.